With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Airbnb says it will ban the use of indoor security cameras in listings on its site around the world. Lisa Dwyer reports.
Airbnb says it's making the change to simplify its security camera policy while prioritizing privacy. Under the new policy, hosts will still be allowed to use doorbell cameras and noise decibel monitors, which are only allowed in common spaces, as long as the location and presence of the devices are disclosed. Airbnb says it expects the new policy to only impact a small number of hosts. The majority of their listings do not report having indoor security cameras. The policy change will take effect April 30th. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A former Israeli ambassador to the U.S. says President Biden's fluctuating support for Israel is causing American Jews to fear they may not be safe in the U.S. Bob Agnew reports.
Does the U.S. really support an Israeli victory over Hamas?
The jury's out.
Dr. Michael Oren says that's because dual messages from President Biden leave Jewish allies and Hamas terrorists alike unclear about U.S. support.
Leading Hamas to conclude that it has everything to gain by holding on and not conceding, not giving up hostages.
And Oren says that leaves U.S. Jewish leaders fearful of a surge in anti-Semitism.
I've never seen anything like this. And, you know, I've been in this field a long time. I've seen fear in the face of American Jews.
Dr. Oren was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken has announced an additional $100 million to finance the deployment of a multinational force mission to Haiti following a meeting with Caribbean leaders in Jamaica to halt the country's violent crisis. Blinken also announced another $33 million in humanitarian aid and the creation of a joint proposal to expedite the creation of a presidential college. On Wall Street, the Dow by 47 points. This is SRN News. A new Holocaust museum opened this weekend in the Netherlands that tells the story of Dutch victims.
This institution is the first and only museum on the persecution of Jews in the Netherlands during occupation by the Nazis in the Second World War. Three-quarters of Dutch Jews, more than 100,000 people, were killed, the vast majority having been deported to concentration camps. The museum also documents the persecution of other groups, including Dutch Roma.
The BBC's Danny Eberhardt. The museum opened its door just a few months after the deadly incursions by Hamas in southern Israel on October 7th. Ukrainian and allied officials have criticized Pope Francis for saying that Kyiv should have the courage to negotiate an end to the war with Russia, a statement many interpreted as a call on Ukraine to surrender. The foreign minister of Poland and Ukraine's ambassador to the Vatican both used World War II analogies to condemn the remarks. This is SRN News. Stocks end the day mixed. We hear more from correspondent Seth Sutel reporting from New York City.
Stocks drifted to a mixed close on Wall Street. That came ahead of a report on inflation Tuesday that could show how realistic the market's hopes for easier interest rates are. The S&P 500 slipped 0.1% Monday. The benchmark index is coming off just its third losing week in the last 19. The S&P is still near the all-time high it set on Thursday. The Dow edged up 46 points. That's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.4%. The government issues its latest report on consumer prices on Tuesday. Economists expect that prices rose 3.1% last month. Choice Hotels rose 5.6%. The owner of Radisson and other hotel chains said it was abandoning its hostile takeover bid for Wyndham. Treasury yields edged higher in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.